In the pause that opened, Tiffany heard everything. The faint crackle of wood in the stove, the sound of mice in the cellar, her own breathing roaring like the sea in the cave.
"He works for a farmer, all right," said Anagramma quickly,
and then looked shocked at her own words.
"We don't have any land. We don't even own the cottage. That's the truth if you want it. Happy now?"
"No, but thank you," said Tiffany.
"Are you going to tell the others?"
"No, it doesn't matter. But Granny Weatherwax wants you to make a mess of all this, do you understand? She's got nothing against you." Tiffany hesitated, then went on. "I mean, nothing more than she has against everyone. She just wants people to see that Mrs. Earwig's style of witchcraft doesn't work. This is just like her. She's not said a word against you. She's just let you have exactly what you wanted. It's like a story. Everyone knows that if you get exactly what you wish for, it all goes bad. And you wished for a cottage. And you're going to mess it up."
"I just need another day or two to get the hang."
"Why? You're a witch with a cottage. You're supposed to be able to deal with it. Why take it on if you couldn't do it?"
"You're supposed to be able to deal with it, sheep girl. Why take it on if you couldn't do it?"
"So you're not going to help me?"
Anagramma glared at Tiffany, and then her expression, most unusually, softened a bit, and she said, "Are you all right?" Tiffany blinked. It's horrible to have your own voice echo back at you from the other side of your mind. "Look, I haven't got time," she said weakly. "Maybe the others can help out."
"I don't want them to know."
Panic cut curves on Anagramma's face. She can do magic, Tiffany thought. She's just not good at witchcraft. She'll make a mess of it. She'll make a mess of people. She gave in. "All right, I can probably spare some time. There's not many chores to do at Tir na n Iorg, and I'll explain things to the others. They'll have to know. They'll probably help. You learn fast. You could pick up the basic stuff in a week or so." Tiffany watched Anagramma's face. She was actually thinking about it. If she were drowning and you threw her a rope, she'd complain if it was the wrong colour.
"Well, if they're just helping me," Anagramma
said, brightening up. You could almost admire the girl for the way she could rearrange the real world in her head. Another story, thought Tiffany. It's all about Anagramma.
"Yes,
we'll be helping you," she sighed.
"Perhaps we could even tell people that you girls are coming to me to learn things," said Anagramma hopefully.
People said that you should always count up to 10 before losing your temper. But if it was Anagramma you were dealing with, you had to know some bigger numbers, like perhaps 1,000,000. "No," said Tiffany, "I don't think we'll do that. You are the one doing the learning." Anagramma opened her mouth to argue, saw the look on Tiffany's face, and decided not to.
Yes, she said. "Of course. Thank you."
That was a surprise. "They probably will help," said Tiffany. "It won't look good if one of us fails." To her amazement, the girl really was crying.
"It's just that I didn't really think they were my friends."
"I don't like her," said Petulia, who was knee-deep in pigs. "She calls me the pig witch."
"Well, you are a pig witch," said Tiffany, who was standing outside the pig pen. The big shed was full of pigs. The noise was nearly as bad as the smell. Fine snow, like dust, was falling outside.
"Yes, but when she says it, there's a good deal too much pig and not enough witch," said Petulia. "Every time she opens her mouth, I think I've done something wrong."
She waved a hand in a pig's face and muttered a few words. The animal's eyes crossed, and it opened its mouth. It got a large dose of green liquid from a bottle. "We can't just leave her to struggle," said Tiffany. "People might get hurt."
"Well, that wouldn't be our fault, would it?" said Petulia, dosing another pig.
She cupped her hands and shouted over the din to a man at the other end of the pens.
"Fred, this lot's done."
Then she climbed out of the pen, and Tiffany saw that she'd got her dress tucked up to her waist and was wearing a pair of heavy leather breeches under it.
"They're making a real fuss this morning," she said. "Sounds like they're getting a bit frisky."
"Frisky?" said Tiffany.
Yes. "Listen, you can hear the boars yelling in their shed," said Petulia. "They can smell the spring."
"But it's not even hog's watch yet. It's the day after tomorrow.
Anyway, the springtime sleeps under the snow, my dad always says," said Petulia, washing her hands in a bucket.
"No ums," said Tiffany's third thoughts. When she's working, Petulia never says ." She's certain of things when she's working. She stands up straight. She's in charge.
"Look, it will be our fault if we can see something wrong and don't do anything about it," said Tiffany.
"Anagramma again," said Petulia. She shrugged.
Look, I can go over there maybe once a week after Hogswatch and show her some of the basic stuff. Will that make you happy? I'm sure she'll be grateful. I'm sure she won't be. Have you asked any of the others?
No, I thought that if they knew you'd agreed, they probably would too, said Tiffany.
Ha! Well, I suppose that at least we can say we tried. You know, I used to think Anagramma was really clever because she knew a lot of words and could do sparkly spells. But show her a sick pig and she's useless.
Tiffany told her about Mrs. Stumper's pig, and Petulia looked shocked.
We can't have that sort of thing, she said. In a tree? Perhaps I'll try to drop in this afternoon, then.
She hesitated.
You know Granny Weatherwax won't be happy about this. Do we want to be caught between her and Mrs. Earwig?
Are we doing the right thing or not, said Tiffany. Anyway, what's the worst she could do to us? Petulia gave a short laugh with no humour in it at all.
Well, she said, first she could make our...
She won't.
I wish I was as sure as you, said Petulia.
All right, then. For Mrs. Stumper's pig.
Tiffany flew above the treetops, and the occasional high twig brushed against her boots. There was just enough winter sunshine to make the snow crisp and glittery, like a frosted cake. It had been a busy morning. The coven hadn't been very interested in helping Anagramma. The coven itself seemed a long time ago. It had been a busy winter.
All we did was muck about while Anagramma bossed us around, Dimity Hubbub had said, while grinding minerals and very carefully tipping them, a bit at a time, into a tiny pot being heated by a candle. I'm too busy to mess around with magic. It never did anything useful. You know her trouble? She thinks you can be a witch by buying enough things.
She just needs to learn how to deal with people, said Tiffany. At this point, the pot exploded.
Well, I think we can safely say that wasn't your everyday toothache cure, said Dimity, picking bits of pot out of her hair. All right, I can spare the odd day, if Petulia's doing it, but it won't do much good.